Olivia Newton-John, The Truth About My Health. The singer and Grease star reveals the recent health scare that fueled the death rumors and how she's really handling stage 4 breast cancer. Olivia Newton-John just learned how to Skype, seated in her home office wearing a comfy-looking shawl and large reading glasses on February 21st, she peers questioningly into the computer screen for her People video interview, only to erupt with Sandy-like joy. "It's working! There you are," she says as she settles in with the new technology. The next step is a bit trickier, opening up about her life now. It's the first time Newton-John has fully addressed the state of her health after multiple tabloid reports in January all but had her at death's door, claiming that the beloved Grease star and physical singer, 70, who's now nearly or fully succumbed to stage 4 breast cancer, that's an ongoing fact of her life. "Those things are so stupid. Why not just go, 'Here I am and I'm fine,'" she says, of immediately taking to social media with a smiley video denial. "We just nipped it in the bud." She's certainly not saying her farewells, but Newton-John admits that the last few months have been challenging. Nearly 2 years after learning her breast cancer had returned for a third time, she was first diagnosed in 92 and secretly overcame a bout in 2013. Newton-John reveals that she spent the last 6 months recovering from a fractured pelvis, a side effect of the weakening of her bones due to the cancer, which this time has spread to her sacrum. The star goes into detail about the latest ordeal and lifetime full of other ups and downs in the American version of her new memoir, Don't Stop Believin'. The title, she says, fits perfectly. "I always felt empowered when I sang it," says Newton-John, after her 1976 song, not to be confused with Journey's anthem. The song's message particularly resonates, she says. "You'll get by and bad days will hurry by. What could be more perfect?" The Australian native had this strong brand of optimism long before she and John Travolta danced and sang themselves into household names back in 1978. Dubbed Pollyanna by her older sister Rona growing up, Newton-John hasn't changed much. Rather than dwell on the valleys of her life, like the mysterious disappearance of boyfriend Patrick McDermott in 2005, or the heartbreaking loss of Rona to brain cancer in 2013, she counts her blessings, such as husband of 11 years John Easterling, daughter Chloe Latanzi, 33, and her wildly successful movie and music career.